The first letter that Paul wrote, the Christians at Thessalonica, chapter 1. I am Paul, and this letter is from me and Silas and Timothy. They're helping me write this letter. We are sending this letter to you people that belong to God, the Father of our leader, Jesus Christ. We are sending it to you Christians that live in the city called Thessalonica. We are asking God to be very good to you and to make you feel happy and quiet inside yourselves. The next section is chapter 1, verse 2 to 10, and the heading is People at Thessalonica Properly Believed in Jesus. We pray for you, Mob, all the time, and we always thank God for you. Whenever we talk about you to God, our Father, we remember the good things that you do. You properly believe in Jesus Christ, and you love him very much. So you do those good things, and you love other people too. So you work hard to help them. You are really sure that our leader, Jesus Christ, will come back for you. So you keep on following him no matter what other people do to you. Dear friends, we know that God loves you, and he picked you to be his own people. Do you remember the time when we told you the good news about Jesus? We told you the message with our words, but the Holy Spirit also showed you his power at that time, and he made us sure that we were telling you the story properly. And do you remember the kind of people we were with you there? We showed you the good way to live. So you started to live the same way that we lived, just like we tried to live the same way that Jesus, our leader, lived. You believed the message about Jesus, and the Holy Spirit made you really happy. Other people gave you a lot of trouble, but you were happy anyway. You showed all the other Christians there the right way to live. Those Christians live in Macedonia country, where your town is, and also in the country to the south of you called Achaia. And now people in many places have heard about Jesus. You see, other people told them about you. They told them that you listened to us when we came to your town, and you turned away from the gods that are not real. And now you only work for the true God, the one that is properly alive. And it's not only the people in Macedonia and Achaia that have heard this story. Everywhere we go, we find people that tell us about you. So we know that story has gone around to lots of places. We don't have to tell anyone about you. They've already heard the story. And they say that you are waiting for God's Son to come back from heaven. His Son is Jesus. He died, but God made him alive again. Later, God will judge everybody, and he will be angry with people that do bad things. But Jesus will save us, and he will save you too, so that God will not be angry with us.